This is Simply G, and welcome back to my podcast. Today's episode is called Burnt Out on Adulting. This is a topic that is not talked about enough, in my opinion. As adults, we all experience burnout, and it's not related to any particular thing. I just think that overall it's related to being an adult. Some of us were more prepared than others. Some of us were ready for adulthood. And some of us had to take on adulthood whether we were ready or not. So we all fit in different categories, but we're all in the same boat. Some days I sit down and I ask myself, this can't be the same life that I couldn't wait to have. Like, this can't be the same responsibility that I couldn't wait to have as a teenager. Like I said, I'll never forget when I was a teenager, like, I couldn't wait to be grown. But baby, I'm big mad some days because I wasn't ready. Some days it's rough being an adult, but a quick disclaimer, I am a successful, responsible individual. So let's not get that twisted. Anyways, to my listeners out there, you gotta feel me on this, because if you didn't, you wouldn't be here right now. Some days life is peachy, you know, everything is all good. Like, I'm this adult that's handling adulting. And the next, I'm in the trenches. Like, who told this month to roll around that fast? I'm here to tell y'all that it's okay, and we all experience it. When you're burnt out, find that outlet or that someone to talk to. And, you know, that's a whole nother story right there. We sometimes hold in our feelings, what we're going through, our emotions, our troubles. We hold that stuff in because sometimes finding a good person to talk to or a trustworthy person to talk to is so hard. And I get it. I go through it also because, you know, these days we would like to be as private as possible. Like, I get it. But if you don't release that to somebody or find trust in someone, you'll carry that burden forever. And being a frequent listener to a lot of my friends and my family members, you know, on the listening side of things, if you are that person, just remember that you have to let them bury their own cross. You can listen, you can give advice, but you can't emotionally take on that energy. So that was just a little side note for the people who are most likely listeners. But just know to all of the people who are listeners, don't forget to take care of yourself. Don't forget to release your own buildup, because burnt out is real. So, like I said, you will have better results instead of running off of fumes. Basically, that's all I'm trying to say. So it's okay to loosen up a little, to let your hair down and to be a kid again, but only for a minute. Because somebody got to pay the bills and put food on the table. So let's not forget about those important things. A huge relief for burnout that I do or I use is I tap into activities that I enjoy before life got serious. Like, before I became an adult. I usually go back to my teenage years. I've been an athlete my entire life, and though I'm not an athlete right here right now, like, my muscle memory is on point, so I can go play basketball, work out. I draw sometimes, I color sometimes. You'd be surprised what coloring does for your mental health. Like, definitely look that up. I paint sometimes, so you get the picture. There's a lot of things that you can do to kind of escape the ins and outs of being an adult, especially whenever you feel burnt out. And I know it sounds crazy, but it's really that real. Like I said, these things are good for your mental health. Now let's talk about these kids. Ooh, child, the churn. they're so cute and sweet. Like, I get it. Like, no, they're so cute. Like, oh, you know, I get all that. But some days, they'll make you tap out. Leave the scene. Give adulting 0 stars. Do not recommend. I'm definitely an advocate for getting children involved in extracurricular activities. It's a win-win situation. It gives you a break. It keeps them active. And it allows them to become better at something, some task, some sport, something they are becoming better at because they're being more exposed to it. As adults, we rarely get timeouts or an extended stay or anything of that nature. So we have to keep adulting. And to those of you who have kept pushing, I want to say I'm proud of you. If no one else has told you that you are doing it, that you are killing it, I'm going to tell you that I'm proud of you, because it's not easy. And this is a common denominator along the spectrum of all adults, whether you are a successful businessman, businesswoman, CEO of a company, whether you are a doctor, a lawyer, whether you are a single parent, whether you are feel like you're in the trenches and there's no way out, regardless of your lifestyle, regardless of your educational level, regardless of your financial situation, the common denominator is we all have to be adults and we all have to take on our day in, of whatever that looks like for any one of us. So this is huge, you know. It's something that we all experience. So I wholeheartedly want to say that I'm proud of you. And keep doing what you're doing. And keep pushing, because things are going to get better. And you're going to have good days. You're going to have bad days. But I put this podcast episode together to let my listeners know that you are not the only one. People who say it's easy, they frontin'. I'll be the first and not the last to say it's challenging, to say the least. This has nothing to do with how you was raised. It's just that times have changed. Some things for the better and some things for the not so better. All in all, we will get through it because we have to. We have to for the generations that's coming behind us. So keep doing your thing. You got this. When you're feeling burnt out, step back, regroup, and press on. With that being said, this is your girl Simply G, and I'm signing out.
Maybe that was meant to save me.
I do not own rights to the music used in this podcast episode.